back to 30:15 as the clock ticks around to midday as Saturday morning turns into Saturday afternoon in the City of Light, the City of Love, the City of Sport as well. They love their sport here, and that's a good return again from Oda, hurrying Hewitt with his plus one, which goes wide. Mentioned all the sporting options in this neck of the woods. The Parc des Princes just up the road, that's the home of the Ligue 1 champions, Paris Saint-Germain. As we walk past that stadium this morning, there are hundreds of people getting ready for a stadium tour. Next to that, the Stade Français, home of top-class rugby union, served down the middle of the court. It's a good one, and the return bounces before going back over the net. 40-30. If you like your horse racing or toys, just up the road.
Yes, it's almost a bit like the sort of Parisian equivalent of Melbourne Park or Sports City in Manchester. Where Melbourne Park precinct has got Olympic Park, it's got the Amy Park where they play soccer, as they call it, as well as the tennis. And world-class sport tends to attract other world-class sport to the area.
And that was a world-class return from Oda on his forehand. It flew back at Hewitt, landed just by his chair, just inside the baseline. Further example of how much damage the Japanese player can do off his service return. So it's juice again, one game all juice. Third game of this second set, they've all been very tight, and that's another really good return again. It has Hewitt stretching on his forehand side. He can't control the ball.
And the lady in the front row missed a very makeable catch there.
That's poor. Very poor. Yeah. Seen some great one-handed catches.
We have.
Spectators from ball boys and ball girls. That will not go down on the list. So break point. And the forehand's cross-court to the backhand of Hewitt, who's managed to guide that out wide to the backhand side of the left hand. A high lob just inside the Hewitt baseline. He sends a forehand down the middle of the court. Cross-court on the forehand side from Oda, who now has to just squash shot a ball back into play on his backhand side. And Hewitt's got him in trouble here. But Oda's defending very well from behind his baseline. Hewitt then decides to go up the line on his backhand, and he's missed. He's put it wide. Terrific defending from Oda. And he breaks Hewitt again for the second time in this second set. We've had three breaks of serve. It's advantage Japan once again, with Oda leading by a set and a break at 2-1 in the second.
And you heard the howl of anguish and fury from Alfie Hewitt there as he lost his serve. And he's still there, cross with himself. I think that final shot, he went for it. Perhaps he went for it a little bit early, pulled the trigger a little bit early. But again, that's because of the way Oda's been playing and the aggression and the variety that Oda's had. Hewitt felt like he needed to hit a winner there. Probably could have stayed in the rally a little longer. And he's very, very cross with himself. And he's got to start that fight back process all over again.
Keeping a close eye on the LTA president, Sandy Proctor, who we mentioned earlier. We walked in with her. Looks to me like she's trying to sit in every different chair in the president's box. She began in the second row in the sunshine. Understandably, she then moved back into the shade. Now she appears to have moved again.
It's part of her remit. It's chair testing.
Check every chair.
It's in the president's to-do list for every LTA president.
Yeah. Yes, report back. I thought that the third chair from the right in row three was just a little too firm.
One of them was squeaky.
Well, I don't think she's listening to us again at the moment. She was
Who can blame her?
She was putting her hand into her bag just now. I thought, maybe she's about to turn on the app.
It's getting moments like this. It gets a bit stalkerish.
It does. Sorry. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, what are you, Gigi? Following round poor Alex Correcher. Poor man can't get any peace. Just quietly going about his business.
Well, there are unconfirmed reports that Kretcher's had his broadcasting booth moved to the opposite side of Philip Chatrier in a desperate attempt to get away from the woman with long blonde hair. Drop shot from Oda, and Hewitt gets to it and guides a forehand up the line for a winner.
Yes, those two bounces came in hand. Excuse me.
Dear, Lady E.
What's the French phrase for having a frog in your throat?
You've got a cat in your throat.
I had a cat in my throat, yes. Apologies for that.
It's another great forehand. And Hewitt rattles off the first 2 points on this latest Oda service game. We could be heading towards a fourth successive break in this second set.
when you feel it's where the match is going to be decided in this early part of this second set. Because if Oda can make good on the advantage, he certainly showed himself to be a capable front runner in that first set.
He's serving again to the backhand of Hewitt. It's a lofted return and it's long. More vocal encouragement from the Japanese player. A little reminiscent of Novak Djokovic yesterday, who certainly maintained his focus when Carlos Alcaraz was affected by all those body cramps. One or two people suggesting that when he was four love up in the fourth set and cruising to victory, he didn't need to be as vocal as he was. But I don't think anyone should really quibble with the way Novak Djokovic goes about his business on court. That's why he's heading towards a record 23rd Grand Slam title as Hewitt comes up with another wonderful return of serve.
Well, he was playing for history. Playing for history, as he so often is, and at that moment he got a little bit closer to history, and so in his head he felt himself getting closer to his ultimate goal. And I think, you know, players at that level, they're almost more focused on themselves and what is achievable for them. I don't think he was in any way showing anything other than sympathy for Alcaraz, and certainly at the end and in his post-match speech spoke very warmly about Alcaraz and how sorry he felt for him.
Miss hit return from Hewitt off the forehand. It was a second serve that bounced up a little bit. One break point, break back point comes and goes. Still another here though at 30-40.
You know, it's a big boys game, isn't it? And every player is, you know, is focused on what's on the line.
Forehand return sliced long from Hewitt. Juice. Yeah, I find it fascinating, Lady E, because we know that Novak wants to be loved. Everybody does. We know that he doesn't always get the appreciation of the crowd. And they were very much with Alcaraz, that the crescendo of boos that greeted the crowd's awareness that the Spaniard had to forfeit that service game after requiring treatment. Another brilliant return, by the way, from Hewitt. Well, it's return winner after return winner here, and it gives him another break point. Yeah, there was about a minute and a half of booing as the crowd realised that he'd been broken effectively. He had to forfeit that third game of the third set. And a lesser player than Djokovic might have got a little frustrated as the match developed, because all the cheering was for Alcaraz. But much as he wants to be loved, Novak does what he has to do to win. That's his primary objective, isn't it?
Well, and he's used to being, frankly, the second most loved player on court, you know, because he's had a lifetime of playing Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal in Grand Slam finals. And he's played Andy Murray in a Wimbledon final. He understands what it feels like. And I think he's learned over the years to set that to one side and not be concerned about it and focus on himself, because you can't control, you know, you can't control how the crowd is going to react, and you can't control who the crowd wants to root for. That is one of the uncontrollables that tennis players like to discard from their mind.
Hewitt, by the way, missed a return up the line on break point, so we're back to juice, and Oda is playing an inside out forehand winner from way behind his baseline. But again, he got the angle and he just feathered that one as well.
And that's what we've seen. We've seen that variety time and time again from Oda. He's got great hands.
Really has. And he's got a game point here to get the first hold of this second set. Serve to the forehand of Hewitt. The backhand is deep from Oda. Backhand down the middle of the court from Hewitt. And then Oda goes long. He's shaking his head vigorously. Doesn't like what he did there.
I think it's always wonderful to see a player with a great tennis brain. You know, we said that Oda's bidding to match Martina Hingis will be the youngest person to win a Grand Slam title of any kind at grown-up level, if you like, non-junior level, since Hingis won at the US Open in 97. And he seems to have a little bit of the Hingis tennis brain of just somehow instinctively knowing where to put the ball and thinking several shots ahead.
Juice, second serve, backhand return from Hewitt onto the slice backhand of Oda. Hewitt's going to have to go out wide onto his forehand, plays a shot down the middle of the court. Low forehand from Oda, who's at the net. Up goes a high ball from Hewitt. Oda's going to let it bounce once. He's going to smash it away. And he actually hits the line judge in the central position at the back of the court.
in the line judge's central position, or the line judge was in the central position?
Well, actually, in the central position of the line judge who was in the central position. No malice, of course. It bounced first. Not a problem, but although he attempted to take evasive action because he was in a central position and the central part of his body was being centrally focused upon, essentially, there was nothing he could do about it. And there's nothing that Oda can do about that backhand return, which loops past him on his forehand side for another return winner. I don't know if we can get some stats about how many return winners there have been today from both players, but that has been the standout feature of this match without any doubt. And it's deuce again. The first set barely lasted 20 minutes. The first three and a bit games of this set has almost doubled that. Another winner, but this time with a plus one shot on the forehand side from Oda. We're approaching the hour mark now, and it's another game point. And a hold here would be like gold dust. It's a good first serve, but it's a very good return on the forehand side, whipped deep again, and Oda had no time to react. Muttering to himself after that, he's gone across to where his towel is, perched among those beautiful flowers, the roses that go up and down both sides of the court. Lady E's onto the stats, see what she can identify of significance. Another deep forehand return from Hewitt, who's going to let that one bounce a second time. Plays a forehand to the forehand side of the left-hander, who again just goes across court imperiously, conjures another winning shot on that wing, raises his arm again in celebration, and has another chance to close this service game out, give himself a bit of breathing space in this second set. He's going to serve to the Hewitt backhand, and the return is just wide, and Oda does hold, and he's raising his arms in the air saying, come on, let's celebrate the fact that I've held first hold of the second set, and it increases his lead to 3-1, and all that of course after he took the first set by 6-1, and they have now been on court for exactly 1 hour.
It feels like a huge hold, doesn't it, for Oda in the context of the way this second set has started with those breaks of serve. Suddenly it feels significant, especially with the way Hewitt was returning in that game. More frustration for the British player.
I think when Rob looks back at his tweet saying how he loves the fact that the legends are playing, as Hewitt goes down the middle of the court with a forehand and now has to go racing onto his backhand side, and well, Oda took that one early. He was trying to chop a forehand drop shot, but he doesn't quite get it right. I think when Rob looks back at that tweet about love that the legends are playing, and then he suggests that are they doing it for two things, you might want to check your spelling on something and giggles. And Mikhail's been in touch, and I'm going to have to run this by you, Lady E. After this point, first serves into the net from Hewitt. Now, we know he's been struggling with second serves. That one, well, it's sat up and it's put away. Backhand winner off the return from Oda. Mikhail says, was just thinking that today, final Saturday, is the one-year anniversary of the great Lady Eleanor of Preston's mishap. When at @Marcus_Buckland left the commentary box for a few minutes during the men's doubles final.
Yes, you suddenly popped out rather urgently.
Did I?
To go to use the bathroom, Marcus.
Oh, I see, yes.
And left me on my own.
That's right.
And I chose that moment to have an irretrievable coughing fit and literally could not get any words out at all. I thought Stefan was going to have to step in. Fortunately, you came back quite quickly. I like to wait until finals weekend and then have my annual coughing fit.
I thought that was one of your better moments of commentary, to be honest.
To be honest, it did raise the standard in general.
Well, well remembered, Mikhail. 30-15 here. Hewitt serving at 1-3. Got to get a hold in. He won't with a serve like that, which sits up again and gives Oda plenty of time to pick his spot and put away a winner on his forehand side. And it's 30-all. Schroeder again, spinning from side to side behind his baseline, watching intently as Hewitt bounces the ball several times, steadies himself, throws up the ball and serves to the forehand of the Japanese player. But you heard the call. The serve just missed the mark, which puts more pressure on the Hewitt second serve, and that has spelt trouble for him so far today. Here it comes. Backhand return is deep from Oda, who's come in. He's playing a forehand volley, and he's got it into the forehand corner of Alfie Hewitt's court. He can't get across in time. It's another break point for a double break lead in the second set.
Such a clever volley from Oda there, because it, rather than hitting a conventional volley, he almost just put a little bit of lift on it, and it just took it away, gave it enough side spin to take it away from Hewitt.
1-3, 30-40, Hewitt serving to the backhand. That return's long. Well, he came forward, he leant into it. It was certainly an aggressive play from Oda. A little too aggressive on that occasion. Relief for Hewitt, perhaps only temporarily. The task is getting bigger by the minute for the world number one, but perhaps not the world number one for much longer. Backhand reply now is right onto the baseline, but Hewitt does brilliantly to adjust and play a half volley, bunched up on his baseline, into the open court for an unlikely winner.
It was a great pickup from Hewitt, and Oda actually just going to quickly change his racket, perhaps the tension not quite to his liking in the racket he had. And we have seen that quite a lot at this year's Roland Garros, in all disciplines of the sport, players switching rackets. It is warm, and the temperature is warming up out there, and that will affect the string tension on the rackets.
It's a beautiful backhand from Hewitt. He's played another one, which is going to have lots of loft, and it was too much for Oda to handle. It bounced up right in front of him from just in front of his baseline, and Alfie Hewitt manages to hold on, perhaps critically, bearing in mind the circumstances of the match at the moment. He's held for the first time in this second set, but it, of course, means that Oda still has the advantage. A breakup, having won the first.
A vital, vital hold for Alfie Hewitt. And he's got plenty of fans out there, has Hewitt. April says, I'm tuning in from the beach at Strangford Lough in Northern Ireland. I love the wheelchair events, and I'm really glad it's been getting more coverage in the last couple of years. The tennis is always such high quality, and Alfie is my favourite. She said she's listened to Radio Roland Garros every day of the tournament. Thank you so much for bringing such great coverage, insight and fun for the past fortnight. Well, thank you, April. That's very kind. As we keep saying, we do really love your messages. We love to hear from you. I mean, obviously, we love it when you say nice things, because we're all really needy and require constant validation and praise. But joking aside,
that's true. We're so needy.
Tell us you like us.
In some cases, it honestly, genuinely is true.
Oh, I prefer it when you're coughing, to be honest.
Mikhail says, joking aside, I wanted to say a huge thanks to the team for another fantastic fortnight of huge laughs and excellent commentary. You guys have something really special. The team dinners must be hilarious. So tell me about it. And I look forward to the coverage every year. Thanks again.
That's nice. I've never been to the beach at, was it Strangford Lough in Northern Ireland? But
Now, forgive me if I've mispronounced it, but it's L-O-U-G-H.
Yeah. Backhand returns long from Hewitt. I'm just wondering, April, you're on the beach. Have you swum? I suspect at this time of the year it's still a bit nippy. Let us know if you've at least gone up to your ankles in it.
I haven't had my first swim of the year yet, I have to say.
When do you normally brave that?
Mid-May. Uh-huh. Okay. I mean, there are lots of people who swim year-round. I live by a beach in Kent, and lots of people will swim on Christmas Day and swim through the year. It's a big thing. I'm a bit wussier than that. I need a bit of sunshine around me.
We've got a lengthy rally going on here, which sees Hewitt put up a high ball on his forehand side. It's going to go over the head of Oda, but it's also going to go beyond his baseline. And when you do go in for the first time, are you one of those people that gingerly, inch by inch, lowers yourself into the water, or do you hurl yourself in and just get it over and done with?
Depends who's watching. If I feel a certain pressure to, you know, woman up and go straight in one.
Yeah.
Usually if I'm swimming with my partner and he's being a bit wussy, that galvanises me to run straight in and look like I'm very brave.
Big court ball here for Hewitt. He's played a forehand. He's coming forward. Oh, and he's passed. Fizzing shot from Oda, straight back. And slightly beyond Hewitt, who must have seen a blur coming towards him and nothing more. And Oda goes to 40 love.
And again, that just that awareness of the dimensions of the court and the ability to find exactly the right angle. That was very close to Alfie Hewitt. There's no way he could have even got a racket to it because it was just moving too fast.
First serve is long. Yeah, I think in cold water, the only thing to do is to just plunge in and thrash about for a few seconds. That's what I do anyway. It's an unedifying sight, I must admit. Now, plus one shot on the forehand, clips the top of the tape from Oda, slice on the backhand from Hewitt, but Oda's in a mid-court position and has time to guide away the most elegant backhand winner, and he holds to love.
It is a very elegant stroke, isn't it, the Oda backhand? And he does, he has great follow-through, and he tends to leave the shape of the shot, leave the arm right out, almost as if he's making an announcement.
Well, this has been a really competitive second set. But Hewitt is up against it now at 2-4. He did manage to hold a couple of games ago. Let's see if he can do that again and then perhaps put some pressure on the Oda serve as he heads towards what would be his first Grand Slam title and the world number one ranking. And of course, as he gets towards that, it would be quite understandable if he got a little tight, a little tense. He's missed there with an attempted backhand down the line.
Well, and Hewitt will know that. He'll know that, his opportunity may come because Oda just has a little bit of a wobble serving for a Grand Slam title, only his second final. I mean, his rise and rise has been really meteoric. But there's still just not quite the same level of experience in Oda that there is in Hewitt. And as a wily campaigner, Hewitt will understand that if there's a chance to exploit any nerves, he'll be ready.
Well, Oda was trying to exploit a slightly short second serve on his backhand side, but he just got underneath that ball a little bit and the return flies long. So 30 love. The crowd has continued to fill up quite nicely in the lower levels of Philippe Chatrier. It's a wonderful sight, wonderful setting. Great start to this sunny Saturday. The showpiece event, of course, the women's singles final at 3 o'clock this afternoon between Iga Świątek and Karolina Murkova. We've got the men's doubles final as well. And now in comes Oda. Yeah, well, I'm afraid that serve again just sat up. It was in the middle of the box. And Oda, from that attacking return position, glided forward, watched it closely, and hammered his forehand away for another return winner. And Sandy Proctor has moved again. Can't actually see her now. Forehand return to the backhand side of Hewitt. And then the volley. Well, now Oda could be in trouble here. Up goes the lob. He is in trouble because that lob has been perfectly executed. And although Oda, to his credit, went herring back to try and get it, there was no chance of that. Just got himself caught in the forecourt there, did Oda. And Hewitt took advantage to go to 40-15. She's checked all the chairs in the president's box. I don't know if she's now gone to view some other parts of the VIP area.
It is very warm out there. She may have, of course, gone into some kind of witness protection program because she's being chased around Roland Garros by...
Yes.
By Marcus, all-seeing Buckland.
That's a double fault. Double fault. I thought, actually, he'd come up with a really good deep second serve because Oda, who was on Twitter, flash netted his return, but the call had already come in. Now, double faults have been costly already today for Hewitt. This point's crucial. 2-4, 40-30. And he's missed with the first serve again. Test of his steely resolve here as Oda glides around, waiting to attack, comes forward now, sees the serve, hammers it away on his forehand side. Oh, well, Hewitt got there, but he couldn't control the backhand. And you could almost see that happening before it actually did.
And again, with Oda, it's not just that he has power and precision. It's also that he changes the shape of the ball And he carved that ball out, so it almost died on Alfie Hewitt. He couldn't get his racket down under the ball to try and chip it back into play. Very, very smart tennis.
So it's deuce again, and it's a forehand return that is long. Alex Goretzka's box has now been taken up by another esteemed broadcaster, the great Simon Reid.
It's obviously the celebrity box, isn't it?
Well, I think it's, as we said, Goretzka's been moved to the other end of the stadium.
Try and get away from Gigi.
Yeah. Slice backhand from Hewitt onto the backhand of Oda. Cross court backhand is good from Hewitt. Really good from Hewitt. Got some slice and some movement on that. And although Oda looked to be in position to get to the ball, it just slid underneath his racket. So Hewitt's managed to hold on again. Still advantage Oda, but it's just the one break in it in the second set. He's leading 4-3, having won the first set 6-1.
Yes, and Hewitt has raised his game, but he's having to play very, very well just to try and hang on to Oda. And that is making things very difficult for him. He's been under pressure on serve in almost every game so far in this second set. And Oda just taking on, I think, some gels and some fluids. And he's also holding a big bag of ice on the back of his neck, just trying to cool him down. In between points here, as we said, it's well just coming up to 12:30 local time, 12:30 here in Paris, and it's probably mid to high 20s.
Yeah,
getting up
so.
Into the 80s in Fahrenheit.
Where's our conversion chart?
We ask this every time. Simon Cambers doesn't let us put it up because he says, "I know all this.
Yeah,
I know all this.
I can convert Celsius to Fahrenheit. I can convert kilometers to miles per hour. It's very simple. Why can't you do it?"
And then he hides the chart, so we can't do it.
April's come back, by the way, to confirm the pronunciation of the beach.
Did I get it wrong?
Well, she says it's like Loch.
Okay, like Loch Lomond. And she said she was doing the opposite of swimming. I was drinking a coffee and eating a toffee apple. Oh, a toffee apple scone. That sounds quite nice. Wouldn't mind one of those now. Coffee and a toffee apple scone.
Scone or scone?
I say scone.
I say scone.
Yes. You would.
April says, that can be our secret. Yeah, don't worry, April. Just Lady E, myself, Stefan, and I don't know, at this stage, 2.5 million people around the world know that you're just chilling on a beach, and why not? Oh, it's a lovely return from Alfie Hewitt. Now, love 30. This is getting interesting all of a sudden. We did mention that as Oda comes towards the finishing line with so much at stake, that first Grand Slam title, the world number one ranking, it's a lot for a man who's only 17 years and 33 days. Misses with the first serve. Lady E is pointing at something on her computer.
It's too far away because you don't have your glasses on,
don't
isn't
need
it?
Them.
No, I was just going to tell you that we have a champion in the women's wheelchair singles final. Didi de Groot has beaten Yui Kamiji 6-2, 6-love to become the 2023 women's wheelchair singles champion. So congratulations to de Groot, whose career is absolutely phenomenal. It was phenomenal before she won that, but she is an incredible player, and Yui Kamiji is no slouch either. So impressive stuff, and that was over on not on Court Philippe Chatrier, obviously, because we're here with the men's singles final.
Yes. Which is getting interesting because a drop shot that didn't go according to plan for Oda was seized upon by Alfie Hewitt. He's got three breakback points here at love 40. Slice backhand cross court to the forehand of Hewitt, who's stretching on his forehand side. That's a short ball that Oda should put away on his backhand, and he does. And he roars. One breakback point is saved, but Hewitt's still in business in this eighth game of the second set. Don't forget, via the app and the website, you can keep up to speed with all the latest scores, the results, the draw pages, interviews, previews, you name it, it's all there. Forehand, deep return from Hewitt, who's onto that forehand side again. High ball, will it land inside the court? It does. Oda lets it bounce for a second time. Hits it high on his backhand side to the backhand of Hewitt, who's having to deal with an awkward bounce there. He's got the ball in play. Up the line from Oda on the slice backhand. Good defending from Hewitt. Shorter ball from Oda. He's going to hit a big forehand, and he hits it past Hewitt, who did everything he could to stay in that rally for as long as possible. But eventually the pressure told.
Well, Oda is doing what champions do. When they're put under pressure, they raise their game. And he's come back from love 40 in this game. Still a breakpoint opportunity for Hewitt.
Yeah, this is huge for Hewitt. And the first serve is into the net. Hewitt spins back, turns, comes forward. The second serve is going to his forehand. It's a slightly mishit forehand. He was in a spot of bodies, had to go herring back behind his baseline. Chips the ball deep on his backhand side to the backhand of Oda. And again, Hewitt putting lots of topspin onto his backhand, and it's just missed the baseline. It must have been by a fraction. There was a slight pause, a slight delay, and then Oda celebrated the fact that his opponent had just missed. The umpire came down just to double check the call.
But Oda was right over that ball.
Counter.
So he watched it land just long. It would have been a terrible leave if the call hadn't come. But he seemed very certain.
So from love 40 back to deuce. Oda into the net with his first serve.
You feel if Oda can hold her serve here, that couple of millimetres that ball was out from Hewitt could be so important.
Oh, but that's a double fault. That was a wild second serve. It went long. It went long by a distance. And here's another break point for Hewitt. And Eleanor is right. You do feel if Oda holds here, he'll have gone a long way towards closing it out. But it won't be easy for him no matter what. We've seen so many times, haven't we? It's one thing to get into a position of victory. It's quite another to actually close out that victory. And that's another wildish serve.
Especially when you're 17.
Yeah. So break point, second serve. Right onto the service line. That was a terrific... Oh, wait a minute. Has the serve been called out?
I think there was an overrule from the chair. He's just going down to double check at Oda's request. Very firmly out. And that is a double fault.
Well,
from Takito Oda.
Well, it's not a great surprise. We saw the pressure that Hewitt was under on serve earlier. That was dramatic because it looked initially as though the point was going to continue and the return from Hewitt was into the net. But the umpire, from his advantageous position on the chair, had spotted that the serve was a fraction long. Confirmed it. Yeah, and we're back on serve here.
Very good call from the umpire. Not easy to make those calls in moments like that.
So four games apiece. Now, Alfie, can you capitalise with your experience and knowledge? You might start to look the favourite here, certainly if you can hold serve. Pauses. Now he does serve to the backhand and Oda's return is wide. Oh, he's muttering to himself. He is, as Eleanor quite rightly said, only 17, on the cusp of greatness with that number one ranking almost within touching distance and a first Grand Slam title. Gotta keep those thoughts to the back of your mind. As Hewitt serves, and it was a long serve, or a deep serve, but it was in play. Volley now from Oda, who's come to the net. Up goes the lob. Back goes Oda. Gets the ball on the second bounce. Backhand cross court. Hewitt's having to race across on his forehand side. He can't get there. Brilliant angle. And a surprising amount of power as well from Oda.
And again, we see that creativity and that... Well, it's just pure talent, isn't it? The ability to put shape and spin on the ball when you're under pressure... It's a bit like when Novak Djokovic is reaching right into the corner and somehow comes up with a stunning winner. Sometimes full stretch is the perfect position for some players.
4-all, 15-all. Backhand return. And then on the forehand, the plus one from Hewitt is into the net. And he's squashing his racket in annoyance behind his baseline after that.
And sometimes a return game is easier because you can just hit out at the ball not having to worry about whether you get your serve in. So if you are feeling a bit nervous, it's almost easier just to kind of hit out on return. And to be honest, Oda's been doing that throughout this match. He has returned extremely well. He's put the Hewitt serve under almost constant pressure. That one, not his best shot. Tried to, again, hit one of those crafty little forehand drop shots. Cross court, just got it wrong, and it ended up slinking into the bottom of the net.
Slinking? I like that. Getting updates. Thank you very much from our listeners as to the tennis at Surbiton, where there's a lot of British involvement this weekend. An all-British semi-final, first of all, which Katie Swan is dominating in the early stages. Give you some more information on that in just a moment. Andy Murray's in the semi-finals of the men's event there as well. And Hewitt has double-faulted. It's his fifth double fault. And that brings up another breakpoint opportunity for Oda. And after all the hard work from Hewitt to get back on track in the second set, is it going to be undone here? Now, Lily Miyasaki is playing against Katie Swan. Swan 5-love up in the first set of their semi-final. Backhand return deep from Oda. It was a good one. He's in control of this point, I think. Yeah, he's won the point. He's hit a high backhand up the line, out of reach of Alfie Hewitt, who goes back to his chair. Well, I don't know if he was just adjusting something on the chair, but his head was bowed. The frustration was very evident. He got himself back on terms, broken back, and now he's broken again. And that does mean that in just a moment, the 17-year-old is going to serve for the match, for the number one ranking in the world, for his first Grand Slam title.
Well, we saw a service game from Oda in the previous game, and he's overcome that very well and very quickly. And now we're going to see a few nerves here as he serves for, well, biggest title of his career, a history-making moment, the world number one ranking, just a bit on this little collection of serves.
Just a little bit. By the way, we've got the number one ranking on the line here. And in Surbiton, this will be of more interest to British fans than anybody else, but Katie Bolter will become the new British number one unless she loses in her semi-final today against Janina Wittmeyer, and Katie Swan wins the tournament. Now, if they both get to the final, Bolter will become the new British number one, even if Swan wins. Of course, that ranking is up for grabs because of the long-term injury to Emma Raducanu, but it's another exciting subplot at Surbiton this weekend.
We love a Surbiton subplot. It's a wonderful tournament and great for the event to have home players doing so well. And that's the start of the grass court season, which is fast upon us. The Rothesay Open in Nottingham gets underway on Monday, qualifying this weekend. It's all go.
Yeah.
Followed by Queens, of course, and then the WTA event in Birmingham, the classic there, and then on to Eastbourne, and then it's Wimbledon.
Non-stop. Had a missed return from Alfie Hewitt. The first point of this 10th and possibly last game of the men's singles wheelchair final.
And, of course, we'll see both of these players back at Wimbledon in the second week of the tournament. The wheelchair event begins.
Oda at 5-4, 15-love, serves into the net. Hewitt spins behind the baseline. Now comes forward, returns on the forehand. Shortish ball, slice on the backhand side from Oda. Up the line, winner. It's that elegant ground stroke again. And certainly at the moment, no evident sign of the young Japanese player showing any fragility, any nervous tension on the cusp of greatness. 2 points away, serves to the forehand of Hewitt. That's a deeper return, but Hewitt's got a race across onto his backhand side. He can't get there. The plus one was, oh, it's hit with such strength, such power, such accuracy from Tokito Oda.
And he just cupped his hand up to his ear, Oda there. So no sign of nerves at all. In fact, he's just wanting to hear the cheers of the crowd, perhaps using that to G himself up. That's a sign of confidence here as he goes up to serve for his place in history.
Three championship points for Tokita Oda. First serve is long. Hewitt guides the ball back to the far end. Actually, it bounced up quite high, and the tallish ball boy had to jump in the air to make sure he took the catch. Second serve, backhand reply is long, and Tokita Oda is a Grand Slam champion for the very first time, and the new world number one at the age of just 17 years and 33 days, and he roars his delight.
And that is an extraordinary win. And how many more times will we see these two players as they just clutch hands at the net? Warm congratulations from Alfie Hewitt, despite the fact that I'm sure he's absolutely devastated by that defeat, as Oda just takes on more applause from the crowd. How many more times will we see these two play? This is a rivalry, perhaps for the next 5, 6, 7, 10 years in men's wheelchair tennis, and I think that can only be a good thing. Oda is, I think, a player for the ages. And what a way to follow in the tracks of Shingo Kunieda, that legend of the sport, a hero in Japan, and a phenomenal player. Well, they've got another one here.
Wonderful effort from a player clearly destined for greatness. He's just sitting in his chair at the moment, and now he's just actually bending over. He can't keep the tears out of his eyes. Camera immediately comes round to
make sure it captures them.
We are filming those emotional moments. There's no privacy on court. Philippe Chatrier, he won't mind the emotion. The tears are quite understandable. What an achievement.
Happy tears.
And of course, when there's a winner, there's a loser. Alfie Hewitt has to sit and just watch as the presentation party come out and start to set up the hoardings. Of course, we'll hear hopefully from both the players. And now the winner has gone wheeling over to the far corner to embrace his team, who've all come down to join in this very special celebration.
Well, it's a lovely moment, such a warm embrace. And when a player is so young and does something like this, there's so much emotion in it, because, you know, you're watching as part of the team, and yes, you're dealing with a world-class athlete, but you're also dealing with a 17-year-old, young man. Yeah. Boy, really, in lots of ways.
Oh, it's wonderful. Wonderful to see. His coach is Norihiro Maeda, who's part of the celebrations, but there's a whole phalanx of Japanese coaches, spectators, friends, family, to share his moment. And now he comes back onto the court, raises his arms in delight. Everybody standing up to applaud him. Alfie Hewitt biding his time, of course. He's been in the winner's enclosure enough times to know what his opponent's going through. And at 25 years of age, he's got plenty of time to win a whole host more Grand Slam titles. But obviously, it's going to be that much harder with the emergence of this supremely talented young fella.
Well, and also, he's playing for another Grand Slam title today. So the other thing for Hewitt is he hasn't had time to wallow. He's got to take on fluids, take on some food, prepare himself mentally and emotionally. Doesn't have the luxury of disappointment. Though I'm sure he's feeling it right now as we just await the presentation party onto court. Photographers are just coming out to line up along the net.
Well, he's a very quick learner. It is only his second Grand Slam final. The first was against the same opponent in Australia at the start of the year. So how quickly he's moved on from there. 14th Grand Slam final for Alfie Hewitt. He was looking for his 8th title. Maybe that will come in just a few weeks at Wimbledon, but of course he can get a doubles title, another doubles title, as Eleanor mentioned this afternoon, alongside Gordon Reid, and we'll keep you abreast of developments in that match as well. That's the number one seeds against the number two seeds, Hewitt and Reid against Martin de la Puente and Gustavo Fernandez of Spain and Argentina, who are seeded too. Now the ball boys and the ball girls are all coming out onto the court. We've got a host of photographers at the net. Mark Murier, the MC, is always doing a terrific job, now reintroducing the line judges. None of them need their very smart yellow sweaters today. It's the dark blue trousers, the... What colour's that top?
Aquamarine.
Thank you. The aquamarine top. They've taken up their position just behind the ball boys and ball girls.
I'm just playing the bass in the background while you read those through. That's okay.
That's fine. You're playing it particularly well, may I say so?
Yeah, it's just one of my core skills. Just like to bust out a bit of jazz funk.
And now some glittering silverware is arriving and is going to be put on the table that has been set up on the service line. President Box's end of the court. Oh, it's really glistening in the sunshine. In fact, I'm going to have to put my sunglasses on if they don't move that. There are three, and the one on the left, honestly, is catching the sun massively. Put it down, please. Ella doesn't care. She's busy with her musical skills.
Cérémonie de remise de récompense du simple messieurs. Tennis en fauteuil, Roland-Garros 2023. Les trophées seront remis par Madame Geneviève Darrieussecq, ministre déléguée auprès du ministre des Solidarités, de l'Autonomie et des Personnes Handicapées, en charge des personnes handicapées, accompagnée de Monsieur Philippe Martinez, président d'Adéco France, partenaire de Roland-Garros et de ce tournoi, accompagné de Madame Dominique Decoux, vice-présidente en charge de l'éthique et de l'intégrité sportive à la Fédération française de tennis, et accompagnée de M. Éric Largeron, vice-président en charge de la compétition du classement et de l'arbitrage.
So, a representative from the Ministry of Accessibility and Disability is alongside the president of the Federation, Dominique Decoux, for this award ceremony.
Nous allons saluer l'arbitre de la rencontre, M. Ludovic Mola.
And first of all, our umpire is duly rewarded and applauded. Ludovic Mola for his performance. He was sharp today. A couple of overcalls or overrules that he got absolutely right. And he has picked up the bit of silverware that was glinting right in our face. So that's a relief.
Finaliste du tournoi de tennis en fauteuil. Simple messieurs. The Britannique, Alfie Hewitt.
Well, he's a remarkable performer. This time, Alfie has to settle for second best. But we know what he can do, what he's done, what he will do in the future. He can be warm from the memories of things to come.
Sept titres en Grand Chelem, trois ici à Roland-Garros.
As we said, he's won the title three times today. It wasn't to be for Alfie Hewitt. The opponent just too good. Too many skills. And we're going to hear, I think, from Alfie Hewitt shortly.
Vainqueur du simple messieurs, tennis en fauteuil, Roland-Garros 2023. Il n'a que 17 ans. Il obtient son premier titre en Grand Chelem, le japonais Tokito Oda.
And here he comes. Both arms raised in triumph as he wheels around.
Goes the long way round.
He has taken the long way round, but fair enough. Milt the moment. At 17 years and 33 days, he is the new world number one, and he's picking up the silverware to celebrate a very first Grand Slam title. And you can only wonder how many more of those will fall into his lap over the course of the next decade or so.
Many, I suspect. But I think the person in his way will often be Alfie Hewitt. And as I said, this is probably the early stages of a fantastic rivalry. And he's just raising the trophy aloft above his head. He looks absolutely delighted. There is an ear-to-ear smile, as you can expect, from this phenomenally talented 17-year-old.
And just to remind you, he has become the youngest player to win a Grand Slam singles title in any discipline outside of the junior since the 1997 US Open, when Martina Hingis won the women's singles title aged 16 years and 342 days. The microphone, first of all, is going to Alfie.
Well, I think it goes without saying, congratulations to Kito. I know this is your first singles Grand Slam, and what a way to do it, to be honest, because, yeah, you fully deserved that title today. That was simply amazing out there, and for a young lad, that's seriously impressive. So, many congrats to yourself and your team as well. I make that 1-1 this year in Grand Slams. So I'm sure there's going to be many more battles and finals ahead, but yeah, celebrate. I know you're under 18, so I don't know if you can drink, but whatever you do, make sure it's a good time. Obviously, I just want to say a massive thank you to Roland Garros for giving myself and Taquito this opportunity to play, you know, in this incredible arena. It's my first time playing here, and it is as good as it looks on the TV. So, I'm really happy to play here. Obviously, not happy about the result, but we move on. There's Wimbledon next. Looking forward to that one. Obviously, thank you to my team for the week. I've still had some really good positives that I can take away. And me and Gordon will be playing doubles later on. So if some of you are around, then come and watch us on court 14, I believe. So I think I'll leave it to the champ, and see you next year in Paris 2024.
Merci, Alfie.
Beautifully said, Alfie.
It's a very good speech under the circumstances. I'm sure his inside is very crushed, but that was eloquent. Mm-hmm. And as he said, many more of these matches to come.
Firstly, I want to thank Alfie for this great match and from the Australian Open. It's always tough to play with you, and then always making the battle with you. So, but I hope really to making more time for this high level tournament with you for the finals. And I hope to wish all the best for the your teams. And I want to thanks for my team, family, the fans, my friends, everything, and that I had for and supporting for us and for the Japanese people. Front of the TV, so I want to thanks for all the Japanese people and for coming here. Merci beaucoup. And, I want to say something for the Japanese fan in Japan. So I want to talk in the Japanese. 皆さん今日はありがとうございました。きっとこうテレビの前で皆さん見てもらえてると思うので、本当にこれをきっかけに車いすテニスを始めてみた方はもう絶対にこれからも応援してほしいですし、これから僕がもっともっと盛り上げてさらに大きいスポーツに、していきますし、これからはもう、アルフィー選手とともに何度もこう決勝戦を戦うことになると思うので、そのバトルをぜひ見てほしいですし、ここに来ていただいたまあ、スポンサーの皆様、そして日本人の皆様、本当にもう皆さんのパワーで勝てました。また来年お会いしましょう。 See you next year.
Well, I'm slightly disappointed that Eleanor didn't translate as he went there.
I can translate the last bit.
Thank you. And a happy new year to you too.
Very good speech. Not easy to give a speech in, you know, languages which aren't your own, but he got a round of applause for saying merci beaucoup, as well he might. And we have our men's wheelchair singles champion in Taquito Oda. We have our women's wheelchair singles champion in Didi de Groot. We're going to take a relatively short break here at Radio Roland Garros, but guess what? We're going to be back. You know why? Because we have a women's singles final this afternoon.
We do indeed. We have Iga Świątek, the world number one, guaranteed now to stay as world number one because of Arina Sabalenka's defeat in the semi-finals at the hands of Karolina Murkova, who does have a winning record against Świątek. They've met on one previous occasion. The Czech came out on top. She has played beautifully, of course, to get through to her first Grand Slam singles final. And our build-up will begin at 2:45 French time. So we look forward to seeing you then. In the meantime, from Stefan at the controls, from Lady Eleanor of Preston, and from me, Marcus Buckland, it's congratulations to Taquito Oda, and see you later.
Absolutely lethal. Roland Garros.
Radio Roland Garros. Quiet, please. Players are ready.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every afternoon from 2:30 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every afternoon from 2:30 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Match comptant pour les demi-finales du tournoi Messieurs Roland Garros 2023. Premier joueur entré sur le court a remporté 22 titres en Grand Chelem, dont 2 ici à Roland Garros. Il est serbe, Novak Djokovic. Il se reposait à celui qui n'a que 20 ans, déjà vainqueur d'un Grand Chelem à l'US Open l'an passé, le numéro 1 mondial, l'Espagnol Carlos Alcaraz.
Okay, gentlemen, a few reminders. The clock is on top there and also in front of me. Time starts after I announce the score. We do have the towels boxes. Novak, please get the one with the orange sticker for you. Carlos, the gray sticker. Line umpires on every line. If you want me to check a mark, please stop the point. Call me. Make it clear. Okay, any questions? No? Do you want the ball or the player?
Take the player.
The player is called. The ball?
Receive.
Receive?
This side?
Yeah. Good match. 3 minutes.
En rouge et bleu, il y a un joueur qui est né le 22 mai 1987 à Belgrade. Et il mesure 1m88, professionnel depuis 2003. Placé aujourd'hui à la 3e place mondiale. En juillet 2011, il devenait pour la première fois numéro 1 mondial du tennis masculin. Il y est resté épisodiquement 387 semaines. C'est un record. Il avait remporté ses deux premiers tournois en 2006 à Amersfoort et au Moselle Open à Metz. Il en a remporté au total 93, dont 22 en Grand Chelem, 10 à l'Open d'Australie, 7 à Wimbledon, 3 à l'US Open et 2 à Roland-Garros en 2016 et en 2021. Vainqueur de 38 Masters 1000, 6 Masters, la Coupe Davis en 2010. Cette saison, il était victorieux à Auckland et à l'Open d'Australie. C'est sa 19e participation. Ici, il a éliminé Kovacevic au premier tour, Fuksovic au deuxième, Davidovic Fokina, Varias et enfin Karen Khachanov pour se qualifier pour ses demi-finales. 22 titres en Grand Chelem, 2 à Roland-Garros. Il est serbe, Novak Djokovic.
Deux minutes.
Son adversaire vient d'avoir 20 ans, il les a eu le 5 mai dernier, il est né en 2003 à El Palmar, près de Murcie, il mesure 1m85. Professionnel depuis 2018, classé aujourd'hui à la première place mondiale, classement qu'il a atteint au mois de septembre de l'année dernière, devenant le plus jeune numéro 1 mondial de l'histoire du tennis masculin. Il avait remporté son premier tournoi à Umag en 2021, il en remportait 5 l'an passé, dont l'US Open. Il était quart de finaliste déjà ici à Roland-Garros. Cette saison, il était victorieux à Buenos Aires, Indian Wells, Barcelone et Madrid. Finaliste à Rio de Janeiro. C'est sa 3e participation ici. Il a éliminé Coboli au premier tour, Taro Daniel au deuxième, Denis Shapovalov, Lorenzo Musetti et enfin Stefanos Tsitsipas pour se qualifier pour sa première demi-finale ici. Il est numéro 1 mondial, déjà vainqueur en Grand Chelem. Il est espagnol, Carlos Alcaraz.
Une minute. Mesdames et messieurs, cette partie se déroulera en meilleur des 5 manches avec jeu décisif dans toutes les manches. Carlos Alcaraz a gagné le tirage au sort et a choisi de relancer. Fin d'échauffement. End of warm-up. Première manche. Au service, Novak Djokovic. Ready? Play.
Oh!